Yeah, the unmistakable sound of Bono and U2. He may not have found what he's looking for, but somebody did. And to tell us all about it is Olin McGowan. Who found what, where and when and why?
His name is Bond.
Bond.
Jason Bond.
Jason.
Jason Bond.
It's kind of a cross between Jason Bourne and James Bond, is it?
He's like Arena. He's an entomologist and he's at the Auburn University in Alabama. And he found a spider. And he decided to name it after Bono.
Did he?
Because, what album is that taken from?
The Joshua Tree.
Yes, indeed. And this particular spider was found around the Joshua Tree National Park in the Californian desert. The Joshua Tree are these particular trees. It's very unusual to describe them, you know. They look...
I can describe them for you.
Okay, go for it.
Oversized bonsais.
That's it.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
And that's what they kind of look like to me.
They do. They look like they don't. They look, almost look like sculptures. They don't look like they're living. In fact, you know, but they have forests of them over there.
Oh yeah,
in the Joshua Tree National Park.
They're beautiful, yeah.
And they must survive on very, very little water.
Why did he call it the Joshua Tree? That album, had he been there?
I presume they'd just been there and they just thought the name of the place was particularly
useful. Because there isn't a song on that album called the Joshua Tree, is
there? No, there isn't. There is The Fly though, which is fabulous.
But that's not from that album.
It is. The Fly is from that album. It was only their second number one.
Is The Fly not from Achtung Baby?
Oh, The Fly is from Achtung Baby. What am I saying?
God, and you're the man
stupid.
Who knows all about music.
God, no, of course it's from Achtung Baby.
Very surprised. And Achtung Baby has what on the front of it?
It has a Trabant.
A Trabant,
isn't it?
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw one of those cars was actually in East Germany, not in Ireland. They're still around. There must be one or two around.
Oh, there are, yeah, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, but they're not completely, I mean, they're just environmentally so unfriendly and completely ridiculous to run. But if they're around, but they're collector's items.
But come on anyway, don't even
anyway,
get
yeah,
in
he has, this guy, Jason Bond, has a habit of naming spiders. He discovered, you know, there's tens of thousands of species discovered every year in plants and animals and everything. We've, you know, we're still naming all these species. And he's discovered about 33 new spider species and he decided to name it after Bono because they have... so it's called... God, where's the name of it? Do we have the name of it there? It's called the... I put it in the introduction. There it is. The Aptostichus bonoi.
Aptostichus bonoi. Do you want to explain that? Do you want me to...
Well, you're probably better.
Well, no, well, I wouldn't say I'm better, but I could explain to you. I mean, there's a system called binomial nomenclature.
Yeah.
And that's the scientific way plants and animal species are actually named. So they've usually got two names, which usually appear in Latin. So the first name would be the genus or the order, and then the next name would be the species. So if you take Homo, for example, and don't smile at me, if you take Homo, right, so that would be the genus, and then sapien would be the species, you see. So you've got Homo sapiens, which are us, human beings.
Yeah.
So that's the way they do it. But
then
or if
Homo
a guy,
erectus.
Homo erectus, indeed. Or if somebody, but if somebody finds then a species, their name would go on to the end of it.
Yeah.
So you've got the genus, and you've got then the order, and then you've got the species, and then you would have then the actual person who found it, usually.
Typically the discoverer, but the discoverer has the right to name it whatever they want. And this guy has named spiders after Angelina Jolie and Stephen Colbert, the US comedian and TV host. I have a picture on the website of Bono's spider and Angelina's spider. So, yeah, I know, but they are. It's brilliant because hosts of people have had spiders and all kinds of animals named Steven Spielberg, Adolf Hitler, Nelson Mandela, you know, Beethoven, Mozart, Bach, Ringo Starr. I mean, John Cleese had a woolly lemur named after him.
Oh, he made a documentary for BBC on Madagascar. Is that why they named it after him?
No,
okay.
Are you sure that was John Cleese?
John Cleese, as in
the
Fawlty Towers.
Palin, was that not?
No, Cleese did it as well, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Well, John Cleese's character in the movie Fierce Creatures was obsessed with lemurs. And as a result, a few years later, somebody who was a lemur expert found a new species of lemur and decided to name it after John Cleese. And similarly, all kinds of things. Like somebody might be a fan of the Sex Pistols. The Sex Pistols, the members of the Sex Pistols have had, you know, animals and species.
Oh yeah,
named
sex
them.
People
it's
who've
true.
Had animals named after
there's,
them.
There's huge amounts of them. It's all, I mean, the actual rules that you describe are named, are laid down by the International Commission on Zoological Nomenclature. And they have a particular code which goes into all how you use Latin, how you italicise. Apparently the first word, the family has to be in a capital letter, and the second one, the
is
actual species, is in a small letter.
Yeah, it was
formalised
by a fellow called Carl Linnaeus.
That's right. Back in the
Swedish
1700s.
Botanist. We made a documentary on his bicentenary some years ago, myself and Richard. And he was the guy who really formalised this whole naming system for plants and animals. And it's used throughout the world, so everybody looking at something knows that's exactly what it is. It belongs to this family and it's this species, and there's no confusion. Protocols, very important.
There's a raft of...
I mean, if you didn't have protocols, how could you put your plug into the socket? Well, actually, they need to get that, their act together on that one, because still you're changing plugs now that I think of it. But, I mean, if you think of Britain and Ireland, we use the same 3-pin plug. And then in Europe, it's usually a 2-pin, isn't it?
A 2-pin.
And then you go to South America and it's a 2-pin, but it's a slightly different 2-pin, if I'm not mistaken. It looks a little bit odder.
The United States
that's all to do with protocols, and this is a protocol.
But you can... name them after pretty much everything. You could name a species after your wife or your lover, because there was a guy called G.W. Kirklady, and he used his naming rights as a discoverer to celebrate his romantic conquests. And he discovered a variety of plant insects that he named after the Greek suffix C-H-I-S-M-E, which sounds like shizme, but it's actually pronounced kiss me.
Kiss
and
me.
He named all kinds of bugs, and he named them Polly Kiss Me, Mary Kiss Me, Dolly Kiss Me. The list went on and on and on, and they were all his romantic conquests.
I don't know why it's reminded me of one of the most recent episodes of Mrs. Brown's Boys, but it's one that Joe Duffy was in, and Joe was playing this psychic, and he was in touch with Redzer, Mrs. Brown's, Agnes's dead husband, and he says that you're going to die tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Redzer will be reunited with his lover, and then they have the scene in the bar and everybody kind of drops dead except Agnes. Your mum is having affairs with everybody. Anyway, go on.
Fabulous. Well, you can name things after people you don't like and for very specific reasons.
Yeah, Linnaeus did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Didn't Linnaeus have this critic? He had a particular guy that kept on having a go at him, and he named he came across this species of very ugly, insignificant weed, and he named it Sigisbechia.
Yep.
After the fella who kept on criticising him, and he was mightily cheesed off. Mightily cheesed off. There is a fly named after Beyoncé Knowles, the Scaptia Beyoncé. And this is a horsefly named after the singer because of its striking golden behind.
Mm.
And if you want to see it, we have a picture of it next to Beyoncé Knowles on our website. And it was found in Queensland in Australia. It was discovered in 1981, but not scientifically described until 2011. And whoever named it, I don't know who exactly named it or who actually discovered the species, but they said, that fly has a fine rear end.
Oh.
Let me think of somebody with a fine rear end. They thought of Beyoncé, so you can do it. It was a rabbit named after, guess who?
Run, rabbit, run.
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner, no way. Oh, yeah, well, of course. Yeah, the bunny rabbit, isn't that their icon, their logo?
Can I pronounce this? Sylvagius palustris Hefernii. Hefernii, yes, 1984, common name, the Lower Keys Marsh Rabbit, that's the common name for it, and it's named after Playboy founder, found in the Florida Keys, and named after Playboy founder Hugh Hefner. And there was a frog named after Sting in recognition of his work in the Colombian rainforest and the rainforests all over South America. They decided to name it. So, you know, Bono is not alone in this. There are famous people and not so famous people all over the world that have had Thomas Jefferson, very famous Enlightenment figure, and because of his respect within the scientific community, has tons of animals and plants named after him, as does David Attenborough and Nelson Mandela. So if you have a hero and you're a botanist or a zoologist and you're out there discovering new species, there's all kinds of them.
So this guy, Jason Bond, presumably likes Bono and the fact that he called the album Joshua Tree. I wonder, can anybody tell us why they call that album Joshua Tree? You can text 51551 if you know.
Yeah. I actually haven't a clue. I remember Bono and talking about it once, and you know, they had a real bond with the United States. So at that stage, they were all over the United States, and they embraced the United States. So an awful lot of their.
Well, if he's there, if he's listening, wasn't he at the premiere yesterday?
Bring in Bono.
Movie. Give us a call, Bono. Let us know why you've named it the Joshua Tree.
Do you want some more examples?
Yeah.
We have loads of pictures on our website, by the way. I sent tons to Sinead, so she was very good to throw them all up. Thank you, Sinead. There's a trilobite named after Mick Jagger. And there's a, you know, trilobites are one of the earliest forms of multicellular organisms.
As Brenda was about to tell you.
Of course I was. Well, a multi-what organism?
Multicellular, as in kind of, you know, when, you know...
You've got an amoeba, which is a single cellular
organism. Yes,
and then you've got ones that are more than that.
I thought we were talking about something else, which would be appropriately named after Mick Jagger, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, maybe that's a multicellular organism. Maybe that's why they named it after. I don't exactly know why they... But they also have... there are trilobites named after Johnny Rotten. I swear to God, a Rotteni and a Viscosi after Sid Vicious. And they're all named by two guys called Adrian and Edgecombe in 1997. They just happen to be fans of these bands and they discovered them.
But there's also a bit of method in the madness as well. I mean, if you love your subject, the field of work that you're in, and you want to highlight a new discovery, not necessarily for yourself, okay,
yeah,
but you want to encourage people's awareness and alert people to the fact that these species are out there. Name it after somebody famous. It's going to get attention.
Yeah.
Name it after yourself, McGowanus, or whatever the case may be. And nobody outside of the scientific community necessarily pays any attention to it. So it, there's smarts in it. It makes a lot of sense to do it.
But did you, like, there's one species that dominates the planet. One, if you lined every single animal in this entire planet up in a line, one in five of them would be a particular type of animal.
Is it dog?
No.
A fly.
A beetle.
Beetle.
That was discovered. It was a type of carabid beetle, and it was discovered back in 2002. It was first described, and it's from Costa Rica, and it had extremely, ridiculously overdeveloped muscles. So guess who they named it after?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's called the Agra.
No way.
It's called the Agra Schwarzeneggeri.
No way.
I'm not joking. Named in 2002 by Irwin. From Costa Rica. There's locusts named after Laurel and Hardy. I have a picture on the web of a sea snail that's been named after Boris Becker.
Why did they name a sea snail? A sea snail, sorry, after Boris Becker.
Bursina Boris Beckery. I don't exactly know. They're probably just fans. It's named
after... They probably survive in cupboards. Boom, boom.
What does that mean?
They know out there they're
supposed to have an affair
Becker
with somebody in the cupboard allegedly.
A broom.
Did he ever admit to that? What happened there?
He did admit.
So down on my popular culture there. It's a marine gastropod anyway. It's a sea snail named after Boris Becker. So there you go. Arnold Schwarzenegger and his, what did I say it was? A beetle. There's a lichen named after, is it lichen or lichen?
But it takes your pick. It's tomato or tomato. Lichen, yeah. I would have said lichen as well, but sure.
Lichen named after Barack Obama. And it was named because the people who discovered it, Kerry Knunston on Santa Rosa Island in 2007, he admired Barack Obama's commitment to science and his commitment to the funding of the sciences. And he said, this guy deserves to have something named. So if I discover something, I'm going to honour Barack Obama, which he did. Mind you, there are other people who, Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, had a couple of things named after them that they weren't too, the slugs, I think. They weren't too happy with that at all. Professor Quentin Wheeler and his student Kelly, his student Kelly Milner named a bunch of slime mold-eating beetles after President George W. Bush and some prominent members of his cabinet. Agathidium bushi is one, Agathidium rumsfeldi and Agathidium cheneyi. Seriously?
No, I believe you, seriously. Yeah. Sure, that's what we're talking about. I hardly think you're coming in here and check the date that it's the 1st of April.
This is all, it's fascinating stuff.
Listen,
it's
I'm just looking here. A fern named after Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. They were kind of... where's this? Where's the fern that's named after Lady Gaga? I have it here somewhere. But I remember reading about this, and they were... the people who discovered it admired her... I suppose her fluid definitions of gender. And this particular fern had what they described as a fluid definition of gender in the way it reproduces by spores and it can be male, female or both.
Mm.
And they described what icon best kind of relates to this particular type of fern.
Yeah, because there was a rumour going around at one stage that Lady Gaga was actually a bloke.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
People weren't really sure. Well, I didn't
Lady
imagine
Gaga.
That,
Brenda.
Yeah, people weren't
Gaga.
Really sure.
Well, Germanata is her name. They call it Gaga Germanata because she was born Stefani Germanata.
Mm.
That's her name. So they call this Gaga Germanata. They also had another one called Gaga Monstra Parva, which is a mating and nectar firm. And they named it after Gaga's fans, who are known as little monsters.
But anyway, with the Bono spider, do we know anything about it? I mean, it's a new species just been discovered to science. Yeah, did they tell us anything about it?
Well, not much. I haven't been able to find out that much in the limited time available to me, but I have discovered that the guy who discovered it has named after a bunch of people, Stephen Colbert and Angelina Jolie as well. We do have a picture on the website, but there's a bunch of them there, a bunch of new spiders in the Mojave Desert and around the Joshua Tree. So this guy is out there. You know, there's a few more. Any more you like?
No, that's enough, I think. There's so just so you know that Bono has a spider named after him, Aptostichus bonoi or bonoi or...
And how you'd pronounce it, to be honest with you. Extremely popular among zoologists and botanists is Frank Zappa, who's one of my favourite musicians of all time. He's got jellyfish and all kinds of things, mudskipper, gobies, fish named after him. They just seem to love him.
Frank have you got Zappa. A list on the website?
I do. I'll stick it up there. We've loads of pictures on the website, but do have a look.
Visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney.